Danger everywhere. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Geraldo has now apologized for making this remark about Trayvon Martin's decision to wear a hoodie the night he was shot.
He wore an outfit that allowed someone to respond in this irrational, overzealous way.
I think we all know what he meant. The hoodie sends a signal. But there are so many signals these days. You can't not send a signal anymore. I pulled my wallet out of my back pocket. Didn't realize I left my back pocket hanging inside out. Turns out that means you want a certain type of intimate encounter. Who knew? I get to work before sunrise. Sometimes it's cold, so I wear a puffy winter jacket to work. In the afternoon, that means I'm walking back to my car in a puffy coat on a warm day. Now I'm a suicide bomber. It's not just the hoodie anymore. It's everything. Which brings me to the other statement Geraldo made.
Every time you see someone sticking up a 7-Eleven, the kid's wearing a hoodie.
Well, I've never personally seen anybody stick up a 7-Eleven, and most of you haven't either. What you've seen is a picture of someone sticking up a 7-Eleven, and you've seen it again and again. It's our obsession with danger that has skewed our reality. We think we're surrounded by thugs, when in fact, most black kids in hoodies are just kids in hoodies, like most white kids with green hair and tattoos are just kids with green hair and tattoos. The problem is not that a kid chose to wear a hoodie. The problem is that a neighbor chose to wear a gun and play cop. A little like having a neighbor perform your heart bypass based on watching all 8 seasons of Grey's Anatomy. Which, from what I hear, by the way, will end up being the Supreme Court's preferred healthcare system. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at DaveRoss.com.